All right, family, welcome to the Afternoon Jams live on 103.7 Beat, also live on Facebook and YouTube. Big Rob, we talked about that amazing program that kicked off recently that's going to help police officers purchase homes in the cities they serve. And we're fortunate to have on the show, Big Rob, Mr. Max McKee. The boss man from the Mark Docs is with us today. How you doing today, Max McKee?
Hey, it's a great day. It's a great day. Beautiful out there. Sunny sky. And Cam Green is our first recipient of the award. And I see him smiling here.
Yeah, we got Officer Green here from Muskegon Heights Police Department. Newly appointed officer. How you doing today, Cam?
I'm doing wonderful. How
you doing? Wow. Well, we got quite a few things to ask you guys. Max, when did you start this new program, man?
Well, we started this actually last year, 2019, and even then, you know, there's a shortage of good police officers. We all know that,
right?
And we want police officers to live where they serve, serving as a role model. And I can tell you this: Cam Green is going to be a role model. For the younger kids growing up, and obviously just being in that neighborhood, connecting with the folks in the neighborhood, gaining that trust, and then also obviously having pride in the house and making sure that everyone else around you has that pride as well. That's just priceless.
So, how much are you giving away, Max? What's the money value here?
Well, okay, so the program works. You can get anywhere from $500 a year to $5,000 a year, and it will be for 6 years. And there's variables. It depends on where you live in the city, the condition of the house, and some others, such as if your kids are going to go to the local school. But those are the two big variables: where you live and the condition of the house. Now, in Cam's case, he lives in the city of Muskegon and works in Muskegon Heights. We're willing to make exceptions like that. But it's also geared towards people who want to purchase. And I mean people, I'm sorry. I mean police officers who want to purchase in the Heights or in the city. And that's who the people we want to attract. And it's a tool that the police chief Lewis and our future police chief in Muskegon Heights. And I can tell you, Chief Thomas is a wonderful man. It's a great loss, but I'm happy for him. But hopefully his spirit will live and his savvy manner will live, because he's a great example and he won't be forgotten. But at any rate, it's supposed to be a tool where they can go out and recruit folks and say, hey, come on, join our police department. And guess what? If you purchase a house in the city, I'm going to get you up to $5,000 extra bucks a year for 6 years.
A year. Man, that ain't no chump change, Max. I know that that's lightweight for you, but no. In my world,
that's probably pocket change for him. He's probably
Hey, my mortgage in Muskegon, that take care of the whole mortgage for the whole year, bro.
No, let me tell you, that's not true, because our next campaign is to go out there and have people contribute, whether it's through the Community Foundation or GoFundMe page or directly to MKG Pro, so we can continue this program and offer it to more officers. We can't be funding this whole thing forever, but you know what? We can kick it off.
Get it started.
Do that.
Well, we got the first recipient of this award, Cam Green. Cam, you became a Muskegon Heights police officer how long ago?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks? All right. You haven't changed your mind yet, have you?
No.
Wow. And you're from this community, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell folks what school you went to.
I went to Waypoint Academy.
Yep, went to school with Mihai. And you also, did you do an internship with the department?
I guess we'll consider intern. I was around officers and staff.
Okay.
And code enforcement.
Okay. So tell me how this grant is helping you.
it's gonna help me tremendously. I haven't cashed it yet, but it goes towards my house payment, and that's months I don't have to worry about.
Wow, that's pretty good. Now have to worry about a mortgage payment. Do you think this is gonna help Muskegon Heights recruit more officers?
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. It should help tremendously. It's money. I wouldn't say free money because nothing's free, but it's free money to encourage officers from all around to move to our city and work here. Live here and work here.
What kind of commitment did you make to the city and to the program?
My time, my effort to give back to the community, which I was raised in. I wasn't raised in Muskegon Heights, but I was raised in the town of Muskegon. I'm going to try my best to be the best officer possible and change the morale, try my best to be a community policing and just try my best.
Wow, that's good. That's amazing. What made you decide to apply for Muskegon Heights?
It's close to home. It's a city that means something to me. It's not like, say, Grand Rapids. I have no ties to the community. Here I have ties to the community. I know the area. I know a lot of people. It's only right to get back and serve the community.
All right, Jay Kilgo from Black Lives Matter Muskegon City. We know a good local real estate agent that can help him find good homes. And he's speaking about himself. He's a good one. Have you decided on where you're going to stay, where you're going to move to? Have you decided, Cam?
Yes, sir. I'm going to stay in the same house I'm in right now.
Okay. That's good. So, Max, how do people sign up for this program? What is the process like?
Okay, well, if they want to first look at the program, they can contact, and this is easy, just Google MKG Pro, and they can look at what we're offering. The city of Muskegon also has an incentive program for all their employees that live in the city, and they can contact the city of Muskegon for that. But I would suggest, you know, this is all about becoming a police officer. And I would suggest that they contact either Chief Lewis or whoever is going to be taking over for Chief Thomas. And those are big shoes to fill. Right. And contact them to see what they need to do to get into the program. And there is a program that Cam went through in order to become a police officer. But so those would be the first steps.
Did something happen that made you say, you know what, I need to be a part of the solution? Any events that kind of made you say, Max, I could do my part and this is what I can do?
No major events. I think just looking at the community, the law enforcement community, in an urban area like the Heights and the city, it's pretty obvious what a role model like a police officer can mean. It just does so many things that and so I've thought about that for a while, and yes, I was originally thinking, you know, how do we attract African Americans to come and become police officers in these communities, because what the Heights is about 75% African American, cities around 40 or so, and you know, right now that ratio isn't there. And so to have more Black police officers in these cities that these kids can look up to and get comfortable with and talk to, that's been on my mind. But this program is for everybody. It's for everybody. But
right.
We are hoping to attract more Black candidates to become police officers.
Right. Wow, that's great. Rob, I'm coming to you after I read this question from JQ. Bro. He said, why do you think more officers living in the cities will help make it better? Good. Better.
Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Why do you think it'll make it better?
I think that especially if they buy a house that maybe needs a little TLC, obviously fixing up that house, the appearance is better. But also the trust. If these police officers are there every day, and these kids in the block and in the neighborhood see this police officer every day, maybe get to know their family, they're going to develop that trust and that bond, and that can go a long way in policing. But also, as I said, you know, this little 8, 10, 12 year old, you know, maybe he sees some things going on in the neighborhood that no one really wants him to follow, but then there's this police officer, and he sees this police officer, how he carries himself, the respect that he has, and the good that he does in the community. And a lot of these police officers give back to the community, and they say, hey, that's what I want to be. Cam had an experience like that.
Right. Wow. Rob, you got anything?
I just wanted to tell Max thank you for doing this, because you could probably do other things with your money, and this is a great thing to, you know, continue to do, whether they're black, white, male, female, whatever. You're bringing them into this community and saying, hey, stay in the community where people can see you, where they can see you shop, get your hair cut, talk to you when you're not in uniform, you know, when you're just being an average Joe citizen, you know. So thank you very much for doing that. Cam, what made you not try Muskegon versus Muskegon Heights?
Cam, I think we might have lost. I think we might have lost Cam. I think we lost Cam. Okay. But that was a good question for him. Max, if you don't mind, share to our listeners and viewers what you do. I know what you do. You know, you're a power broker, but
you control the waters down there.
Yeah, you got your Lakeshore game on lock. But let Muskegon know what you do, man.
All right. You know, I sit at my desk looking out my window wondering what it is I'm doing, and then I see something like this, and it's like, hey, that's good. No, we're so. And by the way, I'm glad you asked that question, because it's not me. It's the Mark Doc and Sand Products, the company, which has a lot of stakeholders, some of whom live in Muskegon, that is doing this, and they love it. They want to give back to the community. And they are all over this. And so it's not my personal money, all of it. It is this company that is invested in Muskegon and really cares. And it's people that work at the Mark Doc. Chris McDermott, right here next to me, helps me quite a bit. Tanya Gonzalez. And so all these people really help. And we've got a nice board with Eric Hood is on it. Jimmy D, bail bondsman. Paul Jackson and Scott Musselman. But the Mark Doc, we're right downtown. We're right on the waterfront. We've got the LST here, which is an old World War II ship that people see, and that's open in the summer. But we're engaged in marine transportation. We operate some vessels around the Great Lakes. Vessels are tied up here. They use our dock for cargo work in aggregate. So basically a marine transportation company.
Wow, major. And you've been doing it for a while. You've been doing it for a while. Hey, Rob had a question for you, Cam. Go ahead, Rob, repeat your question.
Hey, Cam, what made you pick Muskegon Heights to work as a police officer versus Muskegon, where you grew up at?
God put me here. I feel like I have no control of it. God put me here for a reason, probably to help out the community. I'm just me. I have no place. I give it all to God, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Wow. So who is Cam Green, man? Who is he?
A loving father, a loving husband, trying to be a great police officer. Just trying to be the best person overall.
So how many kids you got, Cam?
I got three.
Oh, Rob. Rob, wow. You went there, bro.
Yeah, you catching up with me. Yeah, you need that job, bro. You want to shout out your kids and your lovely wife, you said, Rob?
Yeah. Shout out to Kyra, CJ, Zayden, Kira. Love you.
Yeah, with all the pressure on police officers now, you got the Black Lives Matter movement, you got to define the police movement, you have a lot of different movements going on. Do you feel any extra pressure becoming a new police officer in a city where you have the highest traffic stops per capita, the highest calls per capita in any other city or county?
I don't feel like there's anything you do in life that is worth doing. Life's difficult, so you just got to push through pressure. No, times are hard. They'll get better eventually. We just got to build the relationship. I don't feel no extra pressure, to be honest. I just got to do what's right and do my job.
That's good. Praying for you out there, you're a good young man. I went to school with EJ29, and he speaks good things about you. Before we go back, this question for Jake Gilbo from Black Lives Matter Muskegon, South Carolina. Any programs that can get Cam and other officers in front of young people in the city so they can be good officers?
Are there any programs that can get that? Well, the Muskegon Heights has the pro, if I'm understanding the question correctly. Muskegon Heights has a program, the program that Cam just went through, correct, Grant Cam? And then the city of Muskegon has a similar program, and they can go through that program, and then once they go through that program, there's a test, and they pass that test, they're law enforcement officers in that city. And then at any time during that process, they can contact us at MKG Pro. Just Google it, and they can contact us, and we'll talk to them about where they're thinking of purchasing, the house they're thinking of purchasing, and we can give them the number and the amount that they would receive if they did purchase that house and they did become a police officer.
Right. Now, before we go, Max, you're not elected official, right? You're not elected by any. The reason I'm saying it, I believe some of the most influential people are the ones who are not elected. You are a leader, and you God has given you grace and mercy, and you're using those lessons for a great cause. I cannot commend you high enough, man, for what you've been able to do. We put a lot of onus on being elected to be a leader. Now, Max McKee is a leader. You know, former Steve Warmington, he's a leader. Judge Pittman, people that make an investment back into our community. Do what you've done. That is true.
Absolutely.
True leadership.
Well, thanks, but it's God that leads me, and but I appreciate it. But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not compared to him.
right. He's using you, though. He's using you. I guess to rephrase that question from Jim Kilgo, he wanted to know, Was there more that officer can do to positively interact with the community? I guess for these officers to get in front of these kids, and maybe I should be asking that to Chief Hussein and Chief Lewis.
Cam, do you want to answer that?
Like me, it's getting cold out now, but when it warms back up, I'm gonna be out here playing ball with the kids, or if they allow me to. I'm going to just be involved in the community, stopping in business and saying hi. But I'm going to be out here with the adolescents and just trying to make it a good time.
All right. Max, anything you want to say before we go?
No, I appreciate being on here. And yes, we the next step is obviously we're always going to try to get police officers to join the Heist Department and the City of Muskegon Police Department and live there. But we're also, funding this program, making it grow so we can award maybe even bigger incentives would really make this thing take off and put us on the map.
That's good. That's good. Cam, anything you want to say before we go?
Like I said, I give God all the glory. I'm going to be here without him. I'm going to try my best to serve and protect this community. Bear with me.
Right. All right.
And thank you for that.
Well, wish you nothing but the best, man. Nothing but the best. All right.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks, Big Rob.
No, you're welcome, Max.
Thank you.
To both of y'all. Have a good day.